Please be seated. I'm sure each of you, like me, has experienced saying something and thinking to yourself, "Where did that come from?" I'm not talking about those times when we speak without engaging our brain first, then say to ourselves, "Did I say that out loud?" I'm talking about a profound statement or explanation that clearly came from somewhere else, because we are amazed ourselves. Those times when we think, "That definitely came from the Spirit, because I wouldn't have thought of that on my own." I can give you a personal experience from many years ago. I was with a friend of mine who is a priest at her church. At some program or education event, we were talking to one of the parishioners, and my friend was trying to convince her that she should come to an evening program my friend had put together. The parishioner said something about wanting to go home, relax, and have a drink after work. This was before I was ordained, and I knew this parishioner from having spent time with my friend at the church. My friend didn't respond right away. Well, I said to the parishioner something to the effect of, "But if you come to the church, you can receive living water." I thought, "Whoa, where did that come from? Did I really say that?" I don't remember whether the parishioner came to the program or not, but I do remember she didn't have a response. I think my friend said something like, "Well, there you go." Of course, she had a look of surprise on her face, too. Those sorts of situations don't happen because we plan them. They truly come from a source beyond ourselves. Just as in today's gospel, Peter makes his declaration regarding who he believes Jesus to be, with Jesus responding, "For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." Can you imagine Peter responding to the question, "But who do you say I am?" with the statement, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," then thinking to himself, "Where did that come from?" Peter wasn't afraid to speak out, though we know he didn't always think before he spoke. He was bold and wanted to get it right. You can imagine Peter looking like an anxious child in school who knows the answer and wants the teacher to pick them, waving his hand saying, "Pick me, pick me." Peter wasn't afraid to speak up, even at the risk of being wrong. Can we say that about ourselves? Are we willing to speak up, speak out, even if it means possibly saying the wrong thing or having those around us step away? But who do you say that I am? Who do you say Jesus is and what he means in your life? Do you try to change the subject? Or do you have an answer or statement? As we are in the process of searching for a new rector, you may have an opportunity to speak to one of the candidates and tell them how Holy Innocence helps make Jesus' love known to newcomers in the community and through outreach programs. Be prepared. There could be a pop quiz anytime. During this search process, we will hear who others say the candidates are and what they have meant in their lives. In last week's gospel reading from Matthew, we heard that it's not what goes into us, but what comes out of our mouths that defiles. What comes out of our mouths or into a typed message isn't always a message conveying the love of God, especially when you hit the caps button and shout on screen. Do you think about who is reading what you wrote or listening to what you say? Do you remember the catchphrase from several years ago, "What would Jesus do?" People wore bracelets with the capital letters WWJD stamped on them to remind themselves to think about what Jesus would do or say in any given situation. Maybe we need to bring those bracelets back. A friend of mine who is on Facebook posted a message last week saying he had stopped at a McDonald's drive-thru for breakfast one morning, and when he got to the window to pay, he was told his meal had been paid for by the person ahead of him, someone he didn't know. The person in front of him had performed a random act of kindness. My friend was completely caught off guard. My reply to him was, "Pay it forward." Many years ago, there was a movie out by that title, Pay It Forward. I won't tell you all about it, except to say it was about a young boy who wanted to try an experiment as a school project because he felt it would change the world. It's a movie worth finding and watching or rewatching. The notion of paying it forward is doing something for someone else without recognition or expectation of being paid back in any way. After Peter makes his declaration of who he believes Jesus to be, according to our gospel today, Jesus says to him, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." One commentary that I read explained that verse by stating, "The promise does not, of course, mean that God will be bound by anything that Peter says, but things done according to the will of Christ will have binding validity." In other words, from your lips to God's ear. Wow. Words are powerful. Who we are is defined in what we say and do. We have been given the ability to bring our portion of the world together in unity. We need to use this ability responsibly, bringing people together by speaking love and thinking, "What would Jesus do or say?" We need to remember, as the reading from Isaiah says, "Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug." Every one of us was created in the image of God, and our example is the rock of our salvation. Who do you say Jesus is? What words and actions defined him to others? May we live our lives reflective of being one in the Spirit. In the words of our collect for today, let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.